As the techno-shamanic machine powers up as the Pokémon stares into the beyond, listening to the words of Fluff and Nader, the facts stand: advancement does not occur without listening to the criticism of the adversarial and moving it forward as the transformational. As a very dark dragon rides invoked by working with a coven of dragon magic, Fluff and Nader is indifferent because a person without the right mind could be taken to the chaos of bad places, especially because Pichu is such an objective autistic weakling. As Fluff and Nader shuffle some cards as they are contemplating, they say, alright, now we got to put things into 3D vision. They are not really into weird fandom stuff and light narratives of beta sissy boys yet. You got to figure a Fraggle, no matter how strong they are, they should not be charging off into the Gorg's garden. And I guess that if you really are such an impaired to see, you factually don't ride some damn dragon into the clamors of night, because they will eat you the friggin' heck alive, sorta like your oh so masterful dragon magic girl leader has been chased by people with knives from lacking common sense, likely because been taken by the edgy spirit of dragons in some escapist lilzy fantasy. As Fluff and Nader thinks, it is some dark stuff really. I mean, I guess it makes sense. You got this vision of being some Ravenloft mouse folk because your landscape and your impairment is one damn dreadful place. As David Pumpkins contemplates seeing the vision of this force that produces lil count as the conflict of the impaired edges them forward to be eaten alive, and how their own retardations and decayed frontal cortexes might impair socially effective expression or balanced rationalism, the mouse folk is knocked over by the bolt of purple lightings fall over, landing next to strange glowing gem of purest swan mana. As Fluff and Nader is taken back putting on some black robes, they say, that is some pretty dark stuff. There's Ronald McDonald clicks through, pushing Fluff and Nader aside as Mortis peers him weakly through the door, muttering wearily. As Fluff and Nader is at the steering wheel of their car's coffin, they say, there you go, just end up some damn lol cow like your dumb dragon magic leader has been attacked walking places at night misleading thinking you're some big powerful dragon. And I guess what is worse than Fluff is left hand stuff embraced by people who are weakly impaired and dumb. As the mouse folk lies on the ground with the stone laying beside them, as they stare into the moonlight, the merciless conflict of the world and inescapable entrapment of their impairments, as predators leer through the night with their green glowing eyes and the crowd walks away, David Pumpkins coughs, giving a cold shoulder as the cries of the mouse folk's companions can be heard in the night being ravaged, as people side with the aggressors if not just for the convenience of it. Mork relates to culture's narratives of psychopathy and oversimplify meritocracy. It is then like a ghost, a character from the 1940s OSS training film, walks in kneeling beside the mouse folk, saying, I guess you could say the spy is like Jesus, and despite it is minimized and written off the page as if it not even there, the struggles of these people is quite real, with real forces both inner and outer taking their lives. It is sorta like the abyss and planescape of near infinite layers of all of these plateaus of conflict, some of which are so high it strains spiral dynamics to put it into framing, and others as simple and immature as schoolyard, but on each and every layer a real battle with real lives truly taken nevertheless. The struggle of the impaired is very real enough to make the real world on par to a battlefield, just in ways most and their biases and heuristics unable to see, especially as they look skyward and caring in narratives of personal advancement. Yet without somebody there to comfort them and guide them, many of these people may easily die, and suddenly have already from the retard getting sick and refusing to drink water out of depression passing over well before their time, to people having meltdowns, being slammed and abused even farther, and mental hospitals bullying them worse than even school had opportunistically. You see, you don't realize if you had not been there, some of impaired people you know could have already died, and even yourself may have landed to fates worse than you would believe if it wasn't for fact that making an effort to uplift others had hiddenly uplifted yourself included. The spy sits beside the mouse folk as they stare into the moonlight through the leafless branches, as they say, most of the time people just don't care or understand, yet there are times even higher functioning and stronger people will fall into the shadows and landscapes to which you dwell, and this oppressive landscape fear and doubt and your eyes unable to even see a better world even possible. I just remind myself, what would Jesus do, and look out over thousands of years things grow. So despite humanity may be in a hellscape for even few hundred years, eventually the sun rays may shine, and trying to do something with meaning it makes me a part of it, despite it may take quite some time to get there. After all, get real, do you think your life can improve, or eventually you fall and it all eats you, as any things have so opportunistically in life many times before, and can be seen in the crushed ruined lives of your peers. As the spy puts their hand onto the mouse folk's shoulder, they look into the rodentile eyes and say, forget trying to make things work and just try to make what remains meaningful, like waking from a dream. As the mouse folk finds themselves still laying on the ground, they can hear predators approaching with salivating growls, where a part of themselves says, why not just let them, what does anything mean after all. Yet as the mouse folk gets visions of their peers, something animates them to their feet, taking the crystal, charging off, and as the crystal in their paw glows, a book closes, reading Champions Within the Darkness. Despite there may be no objective way for the mouse folk to evade terrible fates, what time they have left could still be applied to a purpose. And as the mouse folk pushes a predator off a fallen pony as it takes off, the cartoony identity looks into the mouse folk's eyes with surprise as they begin to take on a hue of reborn color, as they say, I thought nobody cared. And as slowly an adventuring team builds in shadows, as a very dark dragon sits perched on a mountaintop watching the layers of the abyss are many, and what is below reflects echoes of higher worlds to come. And as the large dragon peers watching intently, it is so strange the life and growing color stares within this group of the weakest, who are this so factually, it is seemingly they were never intended to life at all. Real enough, if life fell to more primalistic times, you would only think they would be first to die, as the large dark dragon watches, starting to gain growing questions that people may assume too much, with a weird sideways look at all things that perhaps people even themselves accepted the world was lost, and taken to heart that all was a lifeless existence in a conflict without answers. As the mouse folk opens a magic book holding out their hands, they exclaim, uplifting your peers is the key that opens the gates to the path forward, and as energy builds as it reframes, behold a cave of wonders of a million things as found nowhere else. The large dark dragon flies in landing and leans down and says there are conflicts existing on many other layers of this abyss, and perhaps like Navi the fairy and Zeldir, fairy dragon itself could awaken those stronger than you. Spreading a magic you found here is flame that could be taken and carried to higher planes above this simplistic childlike shadow realm, because many of these visions apply there just as equally. The dark dragon leans down for the mouse folk and the others to get on their back, and as the mouse folk thinks of the words there is no answer as much as applied purpose to what remains of their days, they sigh saying why not. Getting aboard this stone crystal in the mouse folk's hand begins to glow intently, a faint hue of the alicorn derby hooves.